My message to you tonight comes from the book of 2 Corinthians. Again, I mentioned all season long that this is our second Christmas together, and so I wanted our second Christmas together to be spent in 2 Corinthians. And so tonight, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15. There's one more switch back there, Gary. Clear over on the right. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15, a message I've entitled, God's Unspeakable Gift. God's Unspeakable Gift. And 2 Corinthians 9:15 puts it this way, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Now, what does that word unspeakable mean? Well, it means indescribable. It means unable to put into words. It means speechless. And so thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. When we think about what God did for us in Christ at Christmas, we should be left speechless. Now, women have a reputation for talking a lot. Now, that's the reputation. I think men talk just as much or even more than women do. But the reputation is that women talk a lot. Well, there was a sad story about a man who was at home passing away, and only people with him was his wife and his son. Well, they knew his time was short, and so they called the pastor. Well, by the time the pastor got there, the man had passed away. Well, the pastor wanted to know, and so he asked the boy, did your father have any final words? The boy said, no. Mama was with him to the end. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. It's indescribable, unable to put into words. It leaves us speechless. Why is God's gift unspeakable? Well, first of all, because of who He was. Jesus is God in the flesh. Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus fulfilled a prophecy found in Isaiah 7:14 that says, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a child and shall call His name Emmanuel. And God the Father kept a promise. Christmas is a promise kept. Jesus left the glories of heaven to come to earth. As we sing in Hark the Herald Angels Sing, mild He lays His glory by. In other words, Jesus has always existed as the eternal Son of God, but when it came to Christmas time, He laid aside those glories and He came to live among us as one of us. He did not begin His existence that first Christmas. Again, He is the eternal Son of God. And so the gift of God at Christmas time is unspeakable because of who He was. But the gift of God at Christmas time is also unspeakable because of what He did. Jesus came to die. You might recall that one of the wise men's gifts was myrrh. Now, myrrh is a spice used for embalming the dead. It seems very strange that you would bring a newborn baby or even a child a couple years old a spice for embalming. And yet, when you know the rest of the story, that Jesus was born to die, it makes sense. Now, I kind of think that Mary may have saved this embalming fluid, if you will, this myrrh. She may have saved it to be used for Jesus' death. In fact, when we read in John chapter 19, beginning in verse 39, it says, there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100-pound weight. Then they took the body of Jesus and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Where did Nicodemus get that myrrh? Well, he may have gone to the store and bought it. But I kind of think Mary kept that myrrh, knowing what was coming. The frankincense was used at Jesus' dedication, 40 days after He was born. The gold would have been used for Mary and Joseph's trip to Egypt, fleeing King Herod. Again, I think Mary put that myrrh on a shelf, and when the time came, Nicodemus said, Mary, it's time. And she said, well, it's on the shelf in the back. You know where it is. Go get it. When we sing that great Christmas carol, We Three Kings, the third verse says, myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom. The gift of God in Christ at Christmas time is unspeakable because of what he did. He came to die. Jesus' blood and death redeemed us from our sin. We are all sinners, every one of us. And someone has to pay for our sin. It is either we or he. And he paid the price so that we would not have to. God's gift of Christ at Christmas is unspeakable because of when he did it. Jesus died for us while we were yet sinners, Romans 5:8 says. People were sinners before, during, and after his death. We are sinners before, during, and after our conversion. Jesus did not come because we were good, but that we might become good, that he might make us good. Again, verse 2 of Hark the Herald Angels Sing says, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Raise us, not because we are good, but he wants to make us good. God's gift of Christ at Christmas is unspeakable because of why he did it. You know, sometimes you need to look for the motivation behind gift giving. Somebody might give you a gift because you gave them a gift. They might give you a gift because they feel guilty if they don't. You got to look for the motivation behind the gift giving. So why is it that God sent Christ at Christmas? What was his motivation? His motivation was love alone. Absolute, selfless love. God gave his son, and Jesus gave himself for love. You know John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's gift of Christ at Christmas is unspeakable because of how he did it. Jesus was conceived in a virgin's womb miraculously. Jesus began his life on earth in a manger humbly. Jesus left this life on a cross shamefully, but Jesus rose from the dead victoriously, defeating death, Satan, and hell. And he is now alive forevermore, and so shall we be. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. God's gift of Christ at Christmas is unspeakable because of who he was, because of what he did, because of when he did it, because of why he did it, and because of how he did it. And God's gift of Christ at Christmas is unspeakable because of what this one gift can do. This one gift of Christ can make us children of God. John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on his name. God became a child of man so that we could become children of God. God was born a child of man so we could be born again as children of God. This one gift can give us eternal life, full and free. I love that one song, and I forget the name of it now, but it says, and man can live forevermore because of Christmas Day. This one gift can make us children of God. This one gift can give us eternal life. This one gift can give us the abundant life, the good life. Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and have life more abundantly. This gift is unspeakable because it can bring peace that passes all understanding. Life is full of trouble, but we can have peace through the trouble. And this one gift given at Christmas time can repair broken relationships. Not only between man and God, but between man and man. And so let us give thanks for God's unspeakable gift. Again, Paul says here, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Paul was giving thanks, but let us give thanks for God's unspeakable gift. You know, in November, we give thanks. In December, we get greedy. In November, we just say, God, thank you so much for all these things. We look back across the year. You've been so good to us. And then in December, we're like, give me this, give me that, give me the other. Believers must be thankful always, and especially at Christmas. How thankful are you this Christmas season? You will certainly thank those who gave you gifts this year. But what about the one who gives to you continually? From the moment you were conceived, he has never stopped giving. Make sure you express your gratefulness to God this Christmas season. Be grateful this Christmas that you have a home to decorate. Be grateful this Christmas you have a family and friends for which to buy presents. Be thankful this Christmas that you have food to prepare. Be thankful this Christmas you have health to enjoy Christmas. Be thankful this Christmas you have a free country in which you can celebrate Christmas. Be thankful this Christmas that you have eternal salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born at Christmas, who died on Good Friday, who rose again on Easter, and who is coming back soon as a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But maybe you're here tonight. You say, well, I don't think I have that eternal salvation through Christ Jesus. I've heard about it. I'm interested in it. I want it, but I don't think I have it. If you don't have eternal salvation through Christ, you can have it tonight, Christmas Eve, by grace through faith in Him. Believe that Jesus died on the cross to pay for your sins, that He was buried for your sins, and the third day He rose again from the dead. And when you truly believe and truly receive that Christ did that for you, He will take your sins away, and He will grant you eternal life that begins right now, Christmas Eve, and extends through eternity. So thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. God sent His Son, Jesus, to be the light of the world. The light, the Bible says, shone in darkness, but the darkness did not comprehend it. Light is that way. If you've been sitting in a dark room like you're doing right now and somebody flips the lights on it, it kind of hurts, stings your eyes. Well, that's the same true when Jesus came to this sinful world. He turned the lights on. He showed the world its sin, and He showed His perfection. And the world did not appreciate that. But all these thousands of years later, we do. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift.